star power in the NFL, guys that I want to tune on, guys I want to watch, Chris, I find that I have less interest in the guys now than I did in the past.
Because one of the things about the game that was on yesterday, and Odell Beckham was playing, and Odell Beckham ended up getting hurt, and of course turned into Mr. Drama King about being hurt. But he's one of those guys in the NFL, and it got me to thinking because yesterday was also the eclipse, and the eclipse is one of those things that brought everybody together to watch some certain event. It was almost like the eclipse was a magnet to attract people outside and to have people talk about, you know, this one thing that was going on. And sports are healthy when you have magnet figures like that, central figures that attract people to come and watch, whether it was boxing back in the day, you got Ali, you got Frazier, Foreman. He ain't really got guys like that no more in boxing. Floyd Mayweather?
No.
He's trying to be that dude. NBA has it right now, like LeBron, Steph, Durant. You say those names, people know who they are. They're maybe willing to go to the TV and watch them, have a conversation by, you know, at their office during the NBA playoffs when they do something crazy. MMA, you know, McGregor, Rousey, when, you know, those characters are doing what they like to do, which is get publicity for their fights. Now, Rousey, of course, when she lost, it's gone downhill from there. And McGregor is now trying to do this boxing thing. But, you know, those are stars. And the MMA pretty good at building up those stars one after another. Baseball, back in the day, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire. Those are some of the, you know, players I watched when I was growing up watching baseball. Those magnet-type figures that attracted a lot of people. Even now, you could say, like, Aaron Judge, when he was rolling, like, people weren't missing Aaron Judge at bats. Like, it was the kind of thing where wherever you were in a stadium, you made sure you had a view of Aaron Judge hitting, and I mean, you went to a Yankees game this season. Was it kind of like that effect?
Yeah, you didn't see a lot of people headed to the concession stands or the restrooms if Judge is going to bat first, second, or third in the next half inning.
So Cody Bellinger maybe has that type of effect with the Dodgers, the kind of power that he has. So going back to the NFL and the preseason game yesterday, Giants and the Browns, the one thought came to mind, how many magnet figures are actually in football right now in the NFL? Odell, I think, is number one on the list. You got that hair. You know, he's as millennial as it gets. He's out here being a little showboaty. He's kissing and kicking the field goal net. He's doing a lot of weird stuff. But he's an appealing guy. He's dramatic as can be. Again, even when he got hurt, he walked himself to the tunnel and it just fell face first and milked the moment. Odell Beckham is that dude.
How would you compare him to some of the other receivers in the league? Is he the best? I mean, how would you say compare him to Bryant with Dallas?
He's better than Dez, I would think. Fish, where are you on this?
I'd say he's second right now. I put him behind Brown. I think Brown's still a little better.
Yeah, Brown, Julio is in that category.
No.
You're a Saints fan. You can't
Love. Julio's hurt too much. He's got too many foot problems, and his quarterback is a lot worse than Eli Manning.
But Odell actually has a personality. Oh, but you can give credit to Antonio Brown. He has a lot of personality too, but Odell Beckham also plays in New York City, and that will be a part of it. But my top five, when I actually sat down to think about it, who are the five magnets in the NFL? I really got to four before I really had to think. I think Odell Beckham, we could say, definitely is one, right? Are we in agreement here?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, his family on The Bachelor, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers
got makes things happen. Good quarterback.
Packer quarterback. He's been in big spots, Super Bowl. Cam Newton. When Cam Newton does things, it gets people's attention. MVP in 2015. He was bad last year. Either way, people were talking about Cam Newton. Yeah, still getting some nods of the heads. Gronk is number four in the magnet list. He parties, he says stupid things, crazy things. He's a big tight end, larger than life. He has personality on a team that usually doesn't have personality in the Patriots. After that, like, I named those four for magnets in 2017. They might not even be the strongest group of magnets that we've had in the NFL. After that, I couldn't really come up with a fifth. I said Zeke. I wrote down Zeke Elliott.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah,
he's out here doing,
especially after what he did last year. Yeah, he was getting some flags. But we were watching every time. What is he going to do in the end zone? Is it going to get a flag? I would put Brown as a fifth. I would give Brown a solid five.
I will listen to you. I'll put Brown there. But when it comes to that list, I just felt like it was much harder to do than in the past. Like, we used to have guys like, you know, who got me into the NFL? Well, Randy Moss. That's what brought me to the TV, because he did things at that wide receiver spot that was just ridiculous. The speed, the size, the leaping ability, the high touchdown total he would have. The deep ball was always a factor, and didn't want to turn away from a Vikings game when Randy Moss was there. I'm sure for Fish, it was Michael Vick for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I love that. The exciting plays. I mean, the deep ball, he's not a receiver, but just watching him throw the deep ball, get out of prayer. You could not leave the TV set when the Falcons were on offense.
I think one of the areas where the NFL takes a hit as far as magnets, there's a position group that was magnetic when I was a kid that is no longer a magnetic position for the most part, and that's running back. The league has really de-emphasized running backs. They've de-emphasized the marquee guy. They're going more by committee. And I'm thinking of some of the guys when I was younger that, you know, guys like Peyton, guys like Earl Campbell, Bo Jackson getting a little bit younger. Then they had different guys that ran harder, that ran like between the tackles, guys like Larry Zonka and John Riggins as a big fullback. I think the class of running backs used to give you three marquee positions, then usually there's somebody on the defensive side. Like, I think Lawrence Taylor was a magnet for the Giants based on the way he played, his attitude, his personality. But I think a whole class of running backs is no more.
Yeah, like Adrian Peterson is like really the only one that I could think of over the last 5, 6, 7 years who would fit the definition of a bona fide, like, all right, I got to see this dude because Adrian Peterson just doesn't look like any of the other running backs. Zeke Elliott maybe will reach that category if he can stay on the field and stay out of trouble. LaDainian Tomlinson, he was really good for your fantasy team, but were you ever thinking, like, he didn't give me the same jaw-dropping stuff that Adrian Peterson gave me. Maybe that's just me and the East Coast bias. I'm on the East Coast when LaDainian Tomlinson's out here doing it for San Diego, but I just felt like Adrian Peterson took that to a different level. But we don't have any TOs. We don't have any Ocho Cincos. Even like Brett Favre, the multi-layer, fascinating story from the quarterback spot. We don't even have anybody who's really like that. So it made me think, what has happened? You said like the de-emphasis of the running back position. That's part of it, and that's more of a strategy style of play thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the NFL has done things to basically turn your Sundays into watching uniform robots play. They've done a lot of things to neuter the personality of a lot of their stars. And I'm going to ask you guys out there, 208-424-9300, the NFL thinks that's what you want. They're not doing this by accident. They think you don't want to see personality from your biggest players. That's not how I feel. I like it when we have the Randy Mosses, the T.O.s, the Michael Vicks, who don't look like everybody else out there. But the NFL seems to think that you want uniform robot figures out there playing football.
I think you also used to know, because before free agency and before salary cap, who was on what side. And I take it back to, you know, the formative years of when you're younger, who you watch when you're younger. I thought there was a lot more personality with guys like Ken Stabler and Fred Biletnikoff with the Raiders. And then if you go in further, Montana, Rice with the 49ers. You knew those guys were going to be there. You also knew who the coaches were. I think the NFL is hurt because a lot of these coaches, they're robots as well. You don't know who half of them are.
Pete Carroll kind of has a personality. Bill Belichick has a personality that's not a personality.
No, but Tom really Landry didn't have a whole lot of personality.
But he just had like a unique style,
he
right?
Did.
Like, he was like out here wearing stuff that was pretty unique.
They should allow that again, by the way.
Yeah, like they took the ability. Jack Del Rio, didn't he want to wear a suit for a game? They didn't let him wear a suit. So, like, they've done things that is one of the examples. Uniform codes, anything that they do to express themselves, they say, nah, man, you can't do it. So, again, that's what the NFL thinks you want. But then when I look at the 2017, who are the appealing figures in the NFL, and I'm like, well, I don't see any. Now, of course, we'll still watch because I think, you know, fantasy football in a way has been the workaround for this because you will watch individual players because you have them on your fantasy team. So, like, if David Johnson in the Cardinals versus who's another top five pick and who's in the top running back right
Bell?
Now? Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, let's go Le'Veon Bell. If you put the Cardinals and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football and you use those two names on the marquee, they're going to get people because everybody in their league, somebody has Le'Veon Bell and somebody has David Johnson. So there's still the individual hook there, but it's in a different way than it used to be.
Fantasy football, in my opinion, in helping the NFL is only second to the bracket helping the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. When you're watching basketball that you would never otherwise tune into because you just want to see how your bracket compares to the rest of the people at work, I'm with you.